Joining us now in our studios, we have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, and is joined by Rice County Commissioner Galen Malka. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff.
We have you in today to talk about the Millstown Trail. Is it Milltown Milltown's Trail or Millstown Trail?
Millstown Trail.
Okay.
No, you're kidding me. I think I've been saying it wrong forever.
Well, I've been always calling it the Milltown. Well, it is Milltown. Milltown Trail, but I always call it the Millstown Trail.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's more than one, you know, now, mill in one community.
According to the information that Ben Martin.
It's Milltown Trail.
It's Milltown Trail. I've been saying it wrong, too, so I...
There you go.
This is a project that's going on. Galen and I were talking before you came in with Rich about back in the 19... This really started back in the 80s. You know, I remember when Peggy Provis first started championing the Milltown's Trail. And it has been gone on for a long time. But it's a big project that spans, Mankato to the Mississippi River?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes. When it's all said and done, it'll go from Red Wing to Mankato.
Why don't we start off by just finding out, first of all, a little bit of basic history behind that, and lead us up to right now. What I'm getting at is, it's like, where are we at? How much do we have left to do? I think it's just our area that we're the gap in the Milltown's Trail.
Right.
Why don't you get a little history of that? It goes back.
So you're correct. In the late 80s. A joint powers agreement was signed between the city of Northfield, city of Faribault, city of Dundas, and Rice County. And so the Cannon Valley Trail from Cannon Falls to Red Wing. And then you have the trail from Cicada Trail and Singing Hills Trail that go from Faribault, Waterville, all the way down to Mankato. Those portions are complete and have been for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to fill in the middle between Faribault and Cannon Falls.
And we were also talking, it should be mentioned that much of that, if you go down to the western area west of Faribault, much of that was a railroad track that had been abandoned, and you just paved that, and all of a sudden, boom, you got to presto.
Right, right.
An instant bike trail. The rest of it, our area is not that simple, though, and that's kind of what has caused the delay for so many years. You have to deal with property owners, dealing with right-of-ways, and all kinds of stuff, and, of course, money.
Yes.
Money. So there's 3 miles left between County Road 9 and the city of Faribault.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the DNR has done the acquisition for from Dundas all the way to Faribault, except for those 3 miles. And then we have the Northfield to the Cannon Falls piece. So you have Dakota County on the Cannon Falls, or on the Dakota County side, working very hard. They're up to Lake Bilsby. And then they're going to work on the portion between Lake Bilsby and Northfield. And I think that they'll go from Lake Bilsby to County Road 88 in the next few years. They've got some road projects that they're working on, and with those road projects is the portion of the Milltown Trail.
So there might be some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Rhonda, tell us where, as far as the city of Northfield, how we're involved in this, and what where are we at right now?
Yeah, so the city of Northfield has been working on this for, I think in my 15 years, and Galen goes way back, and it's such an honor to sit here with Galen, former council member, Rice County Commissioner. I don't think I've ever been in the studio with you, so it's great to have you here.
Fun, yes.
Yeah. There's been a more significant push. Well, no, I wouldn't. I don't know if I could say that, because everybody's been working really hard on this for over 20 years. But we are starting to see some headway. And like you say, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, right? And
correct.
There's a couple tunnels as part of this plan, right? So we are currently seeking about $11.7 million to construct the 6.5 miles of new state trail that will run within the city of Northfield limits. So it's a really small portion of the total 80 miles from Mankato to Red Wing, but it's really significant. And you're right, it's harder because you're running a trail right through a city. And so the $8.19 million are state funds that have been requested. And then the city of Northfield is matching that 30%, which is $3.51 million for the matching funds for our portion. And it's really exciting to see this because as our long-term planning, it's connecting in with our five-year CIP, Capital Improvement Plan, and really connecting in with our local road construction projects for those connecting points and to ensure that it's falling into alignment when hopefully we will get that state-level funding so that we're redoing roads through our community at the same time that we're putting in this trail.
The funding portion of it, how much money do we have on hand? Do we have any money on hand? And how we're going to take, as you'd mentioned, I think about $8 million is coming from is our request. But do we have money on hand for that now? Or do you have to just fund that as it comes in, just work on it as you in process?
Sure. So it's as the funding comes in, DNR funding, Parks and Trails Council funding, legacy funds. Usually those are come through the Parks and Trail Council, which is the legacy funds come from the pull tab money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we every chance we get. Be it the city of Northfield, be it the city of Faribault, Dundas County, we're always trying to find the grant monies to be able to work on this project.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that the city has, and probably the county as well, have requested money from the legislature before. And that's, as you know, that's not a simple process. And a lot of times you just got to get in line and wait in line till it's your turn. Where are we at there? I'm sure you've been talking with our legislators this year. Is there some momentum? We've got $17 billion we got to figure out something to do with. Is there some momentum in that direction?
Yeah, so I think Representative Purcell has been strongly advocating for state-level funding for this project. The full amount was included in the House bill and voted on, but failed in the Senate. So we have, our legislature actually has a lot of work to do to find a way forward. They need more than, more than a simple majority to get a bonding bill approved between the House and the be getting this wrong. But there is potential for them to use cash rather than debt. And if they were to use part of that surplus, then they would just need simply the DFL votes to be able to move forward on a bonding bill, mm-hmm. which is actually really important statewide. There's a lot of capital projects. The Milltowns Trail is just one really small piece of that. But there's just a lot, there's a backlog of capital projects because there was no bonding bill, I believe, in the previous session.
Yes.
And so just really important for our state legislature to be able to find a way forward on this to get those projects funded.
Correct. And I think it's a two-thirds majority when you're dealing with the bonding bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and people ask why. Why Milltowns Trail? Why do you have trails in your community? I would say that whether it's Faribault, Dundas, Northfield, it is probably one of the biggest requests that I hear from people is finish the Milltowns Trail. And if you were to go to Cannon Falls, to the Cannon Valley Trail, it is busy. I mean, sometimes it's hard to get on that trail because there's so many people. And if you go over to Faribault and take that trail down to Mankato, same thing. It's very busy. People view trails and the Milltowns Trail in particular as a quality of life for a community. It improves the quality of life, and that's also what attracts, you know, one of the reasons, you know, you have your quality of life things in your community, and that's what attracts people to your communities.
Mm-hmm. It's amenity.
Right.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of the city of Northfield or the city of Dundas, working with Rice County or the city of Faribault for that matter, how do you guys do you work together on this? I mean, where does is the line drawn? Okay, at the city limits, this is the county, this is Northfield. Is there collaboration, or if from a financial standpoint, that funding How is that split up? Can you kind of give us an idea of that?
So the Middletowns Trail actually doesn't have dollars. We are not a taxing entity.
Mm-hmm.
So we ourselves don't, the Joint Powers does not have funding itself. It's the cities and the county. And so we work with the DNR because they're actually the ones that are going to be the property owner of the trail, except for through the city of Northfield. But they will own, well, it'll become part of the state trail. So they will own the property, the trail itself. And then they are the ones that are in charge of the finances of when time comes to fix the trail, if it needs fixing. But we work very well together. Davin Soakup is the Northfield representative for the Middletowns Trail from the city of Northfield. I'm the representative from the county. And then we have a Dundas and a city of Faribault representative. We work very well together because we all have one common goal is to finish this trail. And because, again, it's the quality of life thing that their residents, as well as our residents, are looking for this trail. And when Northfield is going for this bonding money, we as the Middletowns Trail, we as Rice County are supporting them on their endeavor. Because if the legislature sees it's Northfield going at it alone, chances are you might not get the money. What they want to see is a collaborative effort from a group of cities and counties to make this work.
Once again, Rice County Commissioner Galen Mollica, Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell are in our studios. We're talking about the Middletowns State Trail. Let's talk about the land, and I'll start with you, Rhonda. In Northfield, will this all be on currently publicly held land? Will you have to buy land to complete the trail within the city limits?
Yeah, so we are working very closely with Carleton College, and most of it will be within the city right away. Which is why it's really important that the trail go in at the same time that we are redoing some of those roads, which is a major corridor through the city is Jefferson Parkway. And so that road is set to be redone, I believe, in 2024, 2026. Wall Street Road, which is Rice County owned, is set to be redone in 2024. And that will also connect in with the Middletowns State Trail. But Carleton College owns a portion of that land in the Upper Arb, which is a connecting point to Highway 19, where it will go under Highway 19 and then lead over to the Waterford Bridge. And they have been working really hard as well to remodel that historical, where is it? It's our, they've received State Historical Society funds for rehabbing their bridge over there, which is where pedestrians, bicyclists will make their way across that bridge and connect. Now you're up into Dakota County. So it is really a significant amount of coordination with state agencies, the cities, the counties, Waterford Township, multiple entities really working together to make this happen. And I just wanted to, we've been working really closely with the DNR in terms of the construction design funds. So receive 30% to get those 30% of the way, I would say. And then we're about ready to receive the funds to complete 100% of the construction documents, working really closely with the DNR. And those are, that's a pretty heavy lift there. It's getting all the plans and specs done correctly so that you can actually put forward the project.
Let's talk about the actual design and layout of where it's going to be going. Has that been done just by Northfield? I mean, within the city, I guess it would be Northfield City staff. Is that predetermined by somebody other than one of your two entities?
Well, the city of Northfield, such as what the city of Faribault, you know, it runs through their jurisdiction. So they do have a lot of say when they work with the DNR on how the trail is going to go through their community.
The city council recently approved a pathway through the city, and it was done very collaboratively with a lot of stakeholders at the table. Even the state came down to really look at what should be that pathway, because that is one of the most difficult parts through our community is figuring out that pathway. So the city council did approve a pathway through the community that runs, I believe, from the Peggy Prova Bridge. It crosses over underneath Highway 3, runs along Highway 3, connects up with Jefferson Parkway, and heads up out of town, connects in with Hall Avenue or Spring Creek mm-hmm. Road, and then heads over to Highway 19 there. So it's very simple. But one of the key things that the council did at that time was to really clearly identify some connecting in trails to the Milltowns Trail so that our wider neighborhoods in our community can easily get to the Milltowns Trail so that they can enjoy it as well.
The point from, as you had mentioned, Hall Avenue, Spring Creek Road there, from where that hits Highway 19, does it is the trail going to be on Highway 19 and then over to Canada Avenue? That's in rural. I don't know if that's part of Northfield. Mm-hmm. I guess it would be kind of Rice County. We're getting towards mm-hmm. the Dakota County border there. But
correct.
Is that going to run through the Arboretum? Or have we? Where is that going at that point?
So it will run along Hall Avenue along the upper Arb there. Mm-hmm. And then it will go underneath Highway 19 at that point. And then as hopefully community members can access the map so it clearly, mm-hmm. clearly, big picture, just really see where it actually goes. So once it crosses underneath Highway 19, yes, it'll head east a little ways and then connect up over to the Waterford Bridge.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, you know, the design usually is to try and keep it off the roads as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, this will be going under Highway 19 and then along over to Canada Avenue to the Waterford Bridge. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about?
Just really want to encourage people to reach out to our legislators and the governor to talk about the importance of Milltowns Trail. Send them a phone, call them up, send them an email, or if you see them in town here, talk with them about the importance of getting this funded and encourage them to work together with their colleagues up there at the state to get a bonding bill passed. This is really important for statewide.
All right. Thank you both for coming in. Much Absolutely. Appreciated. And we're going to have when the year gets done or something, we get the legislative session, we'll have you back in. We can talk
sure.
about it more.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks Great. For having us, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and also Rice County Commissioner Galen Mollica. And once again, like any of our interviews, if you missed it, you can still catch it online. Just go to our website, kymnradio.net, or go to any of your favorite podcasting platforms, and you'll be able to find it there.